This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. Are you bummed, mad, or something else entirely about Lyle Collins' suspension? Also, we will go back to the Zach Martin audio that might give us some insight about what the Cowboys are going to do from a few weeks ago. And then don't forget, at noon o'clock, we have Stephen Jones coming on.
Who let you know about this?
What's that?
Who let you know about this Lyle Collins thing?
Oh, Mike Bassick did, because
I made a Costco run Friday after the show, and then I get back in the car and hear Kavanaugh breaking the news, and I'm like, what the crap, man?
Yeah, we had a lot of stuff this weekend, and so honestly, when I left work for the day, that was like, I just kind of tuned out, and Mike was like, what do you think? And I was like, about the show today? I was like, it was good. And he goes, no, what do you think about Lyle Collins? And I said, honestly, and I bet all sports fans feel like this, but yeah, as a Cowboys fan, I feel like I'm almost definitely conditioned to feel like this. I said, oh crap, what happened? Instead of, oh, did he get an extension or something like that? I was like, oh crap, what happened? And he goes, he just got suspended 5 games. And we had a conversation about that. And yeah, I was kind of pissed. And I think Sean tweeted it out over the weekend. It's hard. The Cowboys make it so hard to love them. And don't get me wrong, I still love the Cowboys with every bit of my being as a sports fan. But man, they will punch you in the stomach from time to time.
I don't like this at all because of this. This is who the Dallas Cowboys are. The commitment to winning from Jerry on down, there's commitment there, but not nearly enough. And I was thinking about this. Lyle Collins is really good friends with Dak. I mean, we've seen him on multiple different shows.
He said he would do anything for
right
him.
Like, yeah, I mean, and they in the training room when they were on Hard Knocks, and they go fishing together, and they're kind of from, you know, the same area, region type of deal. And like, his whole job, he gets paid a lot of money to do this. His whole job is to make sure Dak stays healthy, that Dak can do his job to the best of his ability. And you miss this many tests. I get if we hear the excuse of, hey, there was a day where there was a COVID scare in the building and he was supposed to take the test and he couldn't do it. Like, then you immediately call up your agent and call up the Cowboys and call up whoever and say, hey, I'm supposed to be taking a drug test today, but you guys have told me not to go to the facility. Who do we need to contact to make sure that I don't screw this up? Because I already have a screw up on my list already and I don't want more on my list. But to me, there's certain people and certain players, and I don't know why, but if you were on Michael Jordan's team or if you're on Tom Brady's team, now I know these are the best players, but I always felt like whether it's Belichick or whoever it is, there's certain standards of I cannot let them down, whether it's for fear, whether it's for success, whatever it is, there's something there in certain franchises on certain players' teams that says I cannot let this person down. And it doesn't mean it automatically goes to championships. I remember when I was playing with David Cone, and he said the worst loss of his life. Do you remember when Griffey scored in 1994 playoffs, sliding it home from first base? Like, everybody remembers that Griffey. That was Don Mattingly's last ever game. And Don Mattingly was a Yankee legend who unfortunately is not a Hall of Famer and known more because of his back. But David Cone said they were bawling, crying, because that whole year, everything was, we got to get Mattingly to a World Series. He's done too much for this franchise, this and that. And like, it was like everybody was ready to go every day. It didn't lead to a championship, but I just feel like for this Dallas Cowboy team, bringing it back to Lyle, man, you guys can say all of these things. And Dak is a great leader. There's nothing against Dak here. He's trying to get these guys to understand the sacrifice it takes to actually win in this league and to be a successful organization and a successful team year to year. But yet it falls even on his best friends. Yeah. It just falls on deaf ears, and they just do whatever they want whenever they want. And then it's like, oh, well, 5 games. I'm missing some money, but I'll be back, I guess.
Yeah, I was probably too far into a bachelor party weekend, Kevin, whenever I got the text about it to really be that concerned at the moment.
Right.
But as I was coming back into, you know, society, that's when I started realizing like how much you're affected by this. Like this was this. And then I started thinking, you know, it's weird to say this. Is he a bust? Lyle Collins, and I know you're like, well, I mean, he wasn't drafted. Will you sign him as a free agent? But this
was because of outside factors,
which he had no control over either. But he was like, this is a dude who has been missing it some of the big times for you. And last year it was because of his own personal decisions. So like that, and this is another personal decision to not do this or do the right thing to make sure that this didn't happen. And I don't know why he's being tested 180 times. I don't know how, you know, like why any of this is going on, but whenever you have to do these things to be on the field for your guys, this goes back to Randy Gregory. Like you called him, I don't remember the exact word, but because he let his teammates down, not because he was smoking weed, but because he didn't do what the rules asked so he could be there for them.
Yeah.
And that's what Mike's talking about right here. And that's the biggest difficult part to understand. But when you start looking at the implications of we have to have this offensive line healthy, otherwise we're screwed, man, it really kills me to think about our season
here. And if Stephen Jones can illuminate any of this, I'm glad to get new information. What we have heard is in the last 18 months, Lyle Collins has been tested 17 times. So about once a month, give or take. In those 17 tests, he's passed 10 of them and missed 7. Like, that's a lot of damn tests to miss. And Mike brought it up. We have heard, and his agent has said, there's mitigating circumstances for some of them. And I'm all for that, especially in a time of, well, hell, the last 18 months has been a time of mitigating circumstances. But all 7 of them? Look, great. If there is evidence that says, yes, we'd like to present February 2nd, 2021, missed test because this person tested positive or there's great. If you have that evidence, you're damn right. And I'll be like, I get it. The NFL is stupid, blah, blah, blah. It's just with the information you have now, I find it hard to believe, especially when their agent and other people were coming out and going, yeah, we just thought the penalty for missed test was a fine, not a suspension, which makes me believe that they're like, yeah, no, we knew we would get fined, but who cares?
It's frustrating because I'm just going to assume it's like Major League Baseball. And you do get tested in the offseason during Major League Baseball. What they do is they call you up, they send you an email and a text. They do everything to let you know, we are coming to see you tomorrow. Usually it's just a 24-hour warning because they don't want to give you a week or a month warning, right? Because then you can try to mask it. But they are giving you a, and so they're like, please respond. We are planning to come to your house. They have the address of your house. But if you're not at your home, let us know. If you are vacationing in Hawaii, that's not an excuse to miss the test and just say, hey, I'll be back in 10 days. I'm on a vacation with my family. They'll say, no, we have a tester in Hawaii. What hotel are you staying at? We will be there at 10 a.m. tomorrow. Is that okay with you? Type of deal. If it's not okay with you, they'll say, then we are going to be there at 2 p.m. You can't just say, it's not okay with me. I'm on vacation. I'm not taking the test. You have to take that test today or it counts as a positive in baseball. You know, and maybe the rules have changed a little bit, but you can't just miss it because you're on vacation or you kind of didn't know about it. They give you every way to respond, email, text, and voicemail. In baseball, and I'm assuming it's the same thing. So if it was like an off-season thing and he's like, well, I was on a fishing trip, it doesn't matter. They have testers around the world. So you just have to let them know where you're at when they've told you you've picked up as a random test. We have to random test you tomorrow. Where are you at so we can be there so you can pee in a cup and then be on with your day?
For the 210, and Corey, you just kind of mentioned something in this vein. Is Lyle Collins considered unreliable now? Here's what I know. When he comes back from suspension, assuming this all holds up and supposedly the appeal is happening right now, he will have played in one of the Cowboys' last 22 games.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah. And that's what I'm really banking a lot of this discussion on is that's missing for too long.
Yeah.
To even have an impact on things. And he's good when he's out there. Like that's one of the We weren't good
yes,
in the middle.
Or else who cares,
we
right?
We weren't great in the middle this last week. We were good on the edges, though. And so, like, he's really good when he's out there. And this offensive line can be really good this year. But Mike McCarthy said it last year, and if you hate Mike McCarthy, that's fine. But he said last year, hey, the best offensive lines are the ones that play together a lot. Like, they know what they're supposed to be doing. And you could, there are times last night where Matt Stafford, you could kind of see they were, you know, you go look at the Bears offensive line. They weren't good last night.
Yeah.
And when you're not playing together, there's just things, communication that just goes missing. And him not being out there screws up that communication.
And most
now
likely.
Can't run the ball to the right.
And most likely, Corey, to your point,
yeah,
when we get after the bye week, because that's when Lyle can come back, somebody else is going to be hurt. We're going to get to the end of this season, and we're probably going to have maybe four games. I'm hoping it's 10, but most likely it's not. We're going to go 0-6 to start the year, right? Because Zach Martin had COVID. I get there's nothing he could do about that. Because from what we understand, he is vaccinated. So he did everything somewhat possible he could to not get that. But now you look at it, and probably when you come back from the bye, you're going to hope that Connor Williams, Tyron Smith, Zach Martin, like all those guys, the four other guys that you're really relying on, that they're not dinged up and they might not have to miss a week or two here, or, you know, God forbid, you know, an injury that takes them out for the year. So most likely Dak's going to be playing this whole season without his five offensive linemen healthy for the majority of his games. And that's a big part here, because if the Cowboys are going to be successful, it's going to be because we are the number one, number two offense in the NFL. I think even the optimistic Cowboy fan has to realize that if this team's going to win the 11-plus games that you think they are, it's because we are destroying teams offensively, and they just can't put up the points we're putting up. But now it just makes it tough. I was watching highlights of the Chargers, and they are going to attack the heck out of whoever we have on that side, because I don't think it's going to be Zach Martin.
Okay. Speaking to that point, because from the two
and by
ones,
the way, Rashawn Slater looks really good. I'll get to that later, Kevin.
From
sorry.
One problem at a time, yeah. Corey, but that's fair. From the 2-1-0, like you just said, slide Zach Martin to right tackle, figure out the guard spot, and you'd have McGovern there. And I want to throw this out there, because preparing for this, we asked Zach Martin about this 3 weeks ago, I do believe. This is cut number three with Zach Martin. Would you play tackle if the team needed you to?
Yeah, I think obviously last year was unique situations with all the injuries. But again, I'm willing to do it, whatever it takes to help us win. And if something happens like that, then yes, to answer your question. But, you know, it's something, again, with our depth at tackle, I don't think we're going to need that.
And
he said, because of our depth, I don't think we're going to need that.
Missing one person should not affect if you feel that great about depth.
I don't.
I know you don't. I'm saying for him.
And I don't. Mike, because you're not gonna get asked by the New York media if your teammate deserves to be in Major League Baseball.
Should Ty and Secchi be out there today?
And you're not going to answer that question in a way that, like, you're not going to be like, oh, man. Throw this guy under the bus and, hey, while you're at it, step in some doo-doo and walk over him. You're not going to do that. And Zach Martin's not going to do that either. Like, he's going into it with the mindset of, hey, we're confident in this group because I've been working hard with these guys and they're all doing the work that it's supposed to take. So before the season, that's the answer that he's giving us. Now here we are. And, like, in his mind at the time, Kevin, he was probably thinking, well, Lyle's here. Like, we're good. There's no reason to worry about any of this stuff. But here we are at this moment. Do you think he changes his mind about that feeling if the coach comes to him and says, hey, we need to do this, it's what's best?
I don't know how much more we're going to talk about this today. I'm going to throw this out. My opinion is you only miss drug tests when you're on drugs.
Okay.
And marijuana doesn't count anymore.
Okay.
So what is he doing? Is he doing PhDs? I know we don't want to call him those, but
let's talk about that just
PEDs.
What do you call
PhDs?
Now?
Is he doing doctors?
Bad for use. Bad for use.
Yeah.
So I thought about this a lot. I understand where you're coming from, and I see the fan text right now. There are a lot of people who feel that same way. What his attorney said in response, I haven't interpreted this as in a different way. I've been interpreted as the inconvenience of going to do the drug test was worth paying the fine. Now, you might be right. I don't know. But there's some thought from me based off of that is his attorney was like, yo, we were under the understanding per the collective bargaining agreement, there would just be a fine. I wonder, because I've never had super rich people problems. I wonder if super rich people are like, how much is a fine? and I don't have to leave what I'm doing, done. Yeah. I'll pay the fine. So that's the only other explanation.
I'm busy playing Call of Duty right now.
Yeah. Honestly, if you've got that much money, maybe not. So I hear what you're saying. And when I was talking to my wife about that, she goes, oh, yeah, I could see that. But I think that could be another explanation.
Is he the only guy in the NFL who is that inconvenienced by this? Am I missing other teams losing players because they're inconvenienced by 7 drug tests?
I have not followed up because we do see a lot of drug suspensions in the NFL, but they're usually not for our team or they're of a fairly irrelevant player. And so I don't investigate that. I don't know the answer to that, but...
Well, the Cowboys are 1 out of 32 that had a player that was inconvenienced 7 times.
And that part is astonishing, and...
And now weed doesn't matter either.
That's... Okay,
all right, here we are, Kevin. Substance abuse. I got 2 on PED.
Okay.
1, 2... Yeah, there are a number of substance abuse situations going
and
down.
And they
here.
Could have been the same, and I don't know their
in this
individual
year, in this
testing.
Season right now.
And plus, you have to remember, it gets worse when you miss a test. Because once you miss the test, like, and you go in the system, then they'll start to test you more. And hence, you would theoretically miss more tests if it was an inconvenience and blah, blah, blah.
At the moment, Mike.
I would tell my client, you pee every day.
Okay.
All you got to do is the day they ask you to pee... is to pee that 1 out of 7 times you're already peeing. It ain't that hard.
At the moment,
is he too inconvenienced to pee?
There are 31 infractions this year so far, and some of them are taunting and stuff too. But 31 at $4.7 million is what it's cost a lot of.
In terms of game checks and everything like that? You know what's really sad or funny? If
his fine looks like it's $455,000.
Do you know how much more it would have been, though? Because remember,
$1 billion?
They converted
most
of his salary to signing bonus. So those game checks are significantly less than they would have been otherwise.
Wow.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, what team will actually trade for Deshaun Watson? And will it actually happen this year? Talk about it next right here on The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Darnold fakes to McCaffrey, moves up in the pocket, throws long in middle. Anderson's there, caught 10, 5, touchdown, Robbie Anderson.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. The Panthers defeat the Jets 19-14. All kinds of football happenings for you today. Don't forget, at noon o'clock, we will have Stephen Jones on your home of the Cowboys. But wanted to ask this. The Texans, they clearly don't need him. They're awesome. 37-21 win over the Jags. Who's going to trade for Deshaun Watson? Because Jay Glazer came out and said that the Texans declined to respond to this. Jay Glazer said that before the draft, the Texans had an offer of 3 first-round picks and 3 third-round picks for Deshaun Watson.
Okay.
And they said no.
And did he say who? I'm sorry. Who was the team that offered that?
That I don't know. I mean, if you want to speculate, let's do it.
That is a massive
Miami. I mean, we were hearing Miami and Philadelphia were the major two.
That's why I kind of wanted to see if we could squeeze one of those out of this discussion, because that's a massive package. All right. Like, that might be the biggest one.
But is that the one where it was Philadelphia and then Deshaun Watson shut it down?
And then so now that's after, and this was one game. This was one game. Was Jalen Hurts good enough in one game for Philadelphia to go, let's give him another?
Yes. Sure.
Was Tua good enough in a 17-16 slaughtering of the Patriots? It's a one-point win, Kevin. It was a very close game. Was he good enough for them to go, okay, he answered all the questions we had last year? He looked good at times.
I was going to say, if you beat what we think is going to be quality division opponent on the road,
right,
it would be tough to pull the trigger now.
So one game into the season, Kevin, you're saying who's going to do it right now? Nobody.
Well,
maybe Washington.
Because we're hearing, oh, that is fast. Ooh, man. Well, I want to circle back to that. Oh, I just really don't hope
I know, that doesn't I know. Happen. I don't want it to happen either. I just put it out there.
So we're hearing more and more as the season has started is that he's not going to play all year. That is what we heard, is Deshaun Watson is not going to play all year for the Houston Texans. And then Glazer said 3 firsts, 3 thirds, no deal. And then Schefter says the Texans are looking for the package of 6 parts. It can be 6 players. It can be 6 draft picks. It can be a combination of those two things, but supposedly the draft picks need to be equivalent to 3 firsts and 3 seconds. All right, which is still a pretty big step up from 3 firsts and 3 thirds.
Absolutely.
So that's a lot that you're asking for in return.
Okay, so in are you saying then the price is too much, or that there's no teams available?
All right, so let's focus on the first part of your question first, which makes sense. You just mentioned Washington.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Washington's defense, we all think, is awesome. Their front four, awesome.
Right.
Is there a price that's too high to make you a Super Bowl contender? I'm not kidding. Like, Washington with Deshaun Watson, don't you view them as, holy crap, I have to really pay attention to this team now? I'm not talking about for the Cowboys. I'm talking about for the NFC.
I hear you, and I think you're right. But then it goes into the whole thing of, have teams been tipped off that if you trade for him, we're going to put him on the commissioner's exempt list? So, they know Houston's not playing. It's almost like they can double punish him. I'm wondering if they're looking at possible double punishment. Is there like, we don't have to do anything because Houston's punishing him right now. And then if they were to trade him, we would then come out and say, with all of these things pending, I don't know. But with all of these things pending, look at Trevor Bauer. He just got suspended for the rest of the year with one thing pending. And it could be he might have done horrible things to that young lady. And Deshaun might have done nothing. Deshaun might have done everything. We don't know. But I just wonder if all of a sudden teams are like, whether it's Miami, and I know they just won, or whether it's whoever, they go, we know that if we trade for him, that we will then get a suspended player on our hands. And so we just gave up all of that, and then we're not going to get him till 2022. I don't know.
Do you have to pay him during a suspension?
Yes, he gets all his money.
So
he gets all his money. Now, when he goes on the commissioner's exempt list, yes. When he's suspended.
But not all his money from that new team.
Yeah, let's say like Ezekiel Elliott type of situation. Zeke did not get any money for his 6-game suspension when they suspended him in 17.
Then I I don't know why, like, I really still don't know why the NFL is just waiting and sitting here waiting on it. Like, why wouldn't they go ahead and make some sort of move other than do they not have the right information?
So, word is, at least from what I understand from the legal perspective, since everything got pushed off until February, they're supposedly waiting for that, which, again, fascinates to no end because that's not always the NFL's MO. They have a very perplexing way of doing things where sometimes they'll wait. Other times they're like, nah, let's do it now. I don't care if the court case didn't take place.
Right. Gonna...
And so in this instance, it appears as though they're waiting until February.
The I guess that's the real part for me there is Mike's right. I don't want to pay this price for a guy if he's not going to play. And on top of that, if I have to pay him for that while I'm doing through that too. Kevin, you're right. Man, instant contender. Instant contender if you put him on that team. And I don't know how many other teams out there it changes that drastically for them. Like, would you look at, because now Denver's in a weird situation.
Absolutely. I feel that same way about Denver.
There are a couple, I mean, like, there are places where you're like, okay, those would be instant contenders, but, man, there's nothing, if I'm a team, I can't think about this dude until I know he's clear.
And if you're Denver, the only thing I think rules them out is supposedly they're a huge favorite for Aaron Rodgers, yeah, right? So if you're like, hold on, I can just wait this out and pay nothing in terms of draft compensation, okay, let's do that.
Yeah, the other part is, though, like, this kind of goes to, Mike, your style of investing in cards. Well, that payoff isn't going to be now necessarily. That payoff could be later for me. And I might just have to bite the bullet. But, Kevin, the best way to get the, you say, six parts for Deshaun Watson, the way to get that to five or four is to wait. Like, the market for him right now, and every owner, every GM in the league understands where the market is for him, in that until they know anything about a suspension, then the market's going to be where it is. But I think you can get that to come down based on a lot of information that'll come out over time.
You know, I think that's a really savvy point because...
And, you know, I'll go ahead.
One way or another, you wouldn't think he would probably ever play football for the Texans again, but especially not after this year, because he's not going to play this year.
Right.
And unless the court cases all go his way or none of that turns out bad, I still think he's going to end up getting suspended by the NFL anyway, because there's precedent for, like, somebody winning in court and they're being like, yeah, but you still did some things we don't like, so you're still suspended. So I wonder, each week that you get closer to the end of the season, each week you get closer to him probably getting suspended, is you're like, that's dissipating value, but they don't want to put him on the field because they know if he gets hurt, then they'll have almost no value or, like, significantly lower value.
From the 469, Deshaun Watson to Pittsburgh is an instant contender. I don't know when we're going to discuss Pittsburgh again.
Sure. I just don't think they'll do that to Ben.
No.
This year, they'll in the offseason, I think they'll strongly consider it, but I just don't think they'll do that to Ben and say, like, you're not quarterbacking this year if we think Deshaun can quarterback because the NFL won't suspend him.
You're totally right. But that team, I just watching Ben play, you see that he knows he can do it. Like, you see that he knows what to do. You see that he knows I can put the ball in the air, but there's nothing behind the passes, man. There's nothing behind his passes like he used to be,
like he wasn't in
the past.
Right.
Now, this is interesting. I think I absolutely know the answer to this for the 530. So Lyle Collins is suspended and Deshaun Watson isn't. I think the simple answer to that is the NFL does not take kindly to you breaking their rules. Like, think about it. You go back to Ray Rice. Ray Rice beat the crap out of a lady. They knew about it. They're like, I mean, that's not our rule. You can't beat up ladies. And then corporations care and they're like, hey, we have always, as of now, been against this because you said you would take some of your dollars away from us. Like, if you violate an NFL rule, remember, like, what Peyton Manning couldn't get authorization to have special socks or something to honor Johnny Unitas after he died. They're like, no deal. And so if you violate one of their rules, it's problematic.
D'Angelo Williams was like, can I have pink hair to honor my mom who died of breast cancer?
No deal. But if you violate one of their rules, not okay. If you violate a societal rule, well, we didn't set that rule. So it's probably not fair for us to judge until we feel like it. So I get what you're saying. I'm just telling you that is why Lyle is suspended and Deshaun Watson is not. If NFL had a rule that you could never go to a massage parlor, he'd be out for 3 years right now. They'd be like, hey, we told you no massage parlors.
817, Big Ben was suspended for non-finding allegations. Roger does what Roger wants.
Look, it makes no sense to me. There are times when someone's found guilty, so they're like, you get suspended. There are other times you're found not guilty, and they're like, no suspension. There are other times when someone's found not guilty or it doesn't even go to trial, and they're like, yeah, but we still don't like the way you did this, so we're going to suspend you anyway. I do not have any clear projection for what the NFL is going to do, and I bet they don't either. Like, if you're one of these teams, are you calling Goodell every day? You're like, hey, so would you think that he would play in week six?
We'll tell you whenever we know.
Exactly.
And then, you know, and even cooler, Kevin, just like we discuss all the time. You know, we could talk about Ray Lewis, but you cheated the game, and they suspended you for deflating footballs, but not until the next season after the Super Bowl game. Nope. Yeah. Hold on. We got to finish the Super Bowl first, and then we'll discuss.
And they were just as mad that they didn't give him the phone about it. They're like, the hell, you are going to impede our investigation. The NFL perplexes
me
to no end. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy, where Chandler Jones is the best. And a local product continues to have the worst luck. Talk about it all next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. It's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Yep.
As always, Gridiron Gravy brought to you by AmericanEagle.com. When your business needs a website that produces, call the team at AmericanEagle.com. Building your digital mindset. All right. Let's get this started with, does NBC, well, they don't know. They didn't know who Matthew Stafford's wife was.
Mrs. Stafford.
Really?
Well, okay, fair enough. So
I don't know. I mean, I don't know who she is. Is she, I'm interested. Go.
So they showed a woman in the crowd during the game last night and said, and there, of course, is Matthew Stafford's wife, Kelly. Then they had to come back and go, okay, so that was not Matthew Stafford's wife, Kelly.
That Here was his girlfriend.
Is Matthew, no, oh. No. And Al Michaels said, you know, we go at warp speed here. When Matthew looks at the tape of this game and goes, what? That's not my wife. We had somebody else on beforehand. Sorry about that. And so they identify the wrong person.
Oops.
But they got to figure it out.
Yeah.
What? Those are different women for sure.
Yeah. No, I mean, they're wearing different things, nothing else.
Hopefully Matthew Stafford's wife wasn't shocked because I can't remember. It might have been.
You think she was offended?
She was watching the game and she's like, that like, son.
Was it even the right
Bartolo
booth?
Colon and Miggy no. Cabrera? Yeah. Like, I think there's been situations where they were kind of leading to lifestyle. Like it might have been. I can't remember the whole thing. But, like, yeah, what if like, Matthew Stafford's wife was shocked? Like, I can't believe it. I knew something was up.
Oh, like, you're going to go, oh, that's Stephanie. I don't think so. And, like, she's, like, yeah. Knew it all along. I have not heard any kind of implication of that sort.
And then you go get Matt's phone, and you call Domino's, and she picks up, and you're like, I knew Domino's was not Domino's.
Yeah. Okay, that would be amazing. I don't believe that this is
Guys out there. If your lady talks to Domino's a lot, give it a call and just see what they say when they answer.
And you never see pizza boxes there. Like, at least commit to the bit and have Domino pizza boxes around. All right, let's go from that to one of the huge wins of the weekend was the New Orleans Saints. Let's go ahead and go to cut number four right here. Actually, not cut number four. I'm sorry. That's Jameis doing amazing things. Let's go to the post game. Cut number two. Jameis Winston knew exactly why they won and who gets all the credit.
How did the defense in the running game give overall shape to the way this played out, Jameis?
Well, I just think we were prepared. You know, one thing my trainer, he told me, he said, what did he say? He just told us to be prepared.
Great advice.
He said, what did he say? He told us to always be prepared. And that's not what he said. That was a make-believe place filler advice. That was, you can't get fooled again. Like, he couldn't think of it, and he was like, I don't know.
What's really great,
too. Did he start eating a W at that point?
If you watch the video of him, too, it's like he says it, and then he looks off into the distance as if he's going to find it somewhere in the world. Like, it's just going to come to me. What did he say? See, oh, crap, it's gone.
The thing about here is, we're on the radio. Most people aren't seeing us right now. There are some people that are on the Twitch thing.
And DallasFanCam.com.
Yeah, all those things. But when you are on television and they pass it to you and you're like, you had this point, you're ready to make your point, and your mind goes blank and there's a camera on you and you're trying not to give the stare into like the clouds to be like, what the hell was I about to say, as you lose your train of thought, and then you just have to start vamping with words and then hope it comes to you at some point.
And y'all bring up an intriguing point. What is your go-to look when you're trying to find that thing? Because I also think I look off in the distance and think, come on.
It's got to be there somewhere. It's written on, I can see it, right? Like, you can see where it's written in your brain. You just can't access it at the time.
So yeah.
That's exactly what you do. That being said, and Jeff said that the other day, right? Kavanaugh was like, look, Jameis Winston at the podium right now is as entertaining as it could possibly get. I think you're still going to get those entertaining moments. I still have some questions. Can he do that again? But his, you know, what the Saints did, they played phenomenal defense. Obviously had, you know, all offseason to prepare for Green Bay, and Green Bay only started preparing like last week. but like it was phenomenal defense. And then whenever he was near the end zone, he wasn't just making, like, you know, the throw barely got there. These dudes were wide open in the back of the end zone, and he found them with zip. He looked good. He looked real good.
We got all kinds of injuries yesterday and some injury updates for the Saints. Potential bad news: Marcus Davenport suffered a pec injury. They did an MRI today, and they're awaiting results. Some of the results have not come back positive today for the Jets. Their left tackle, Mekhi Becton, he dislocated his kneecap, and they do not have a timeline for his return yet. And probably most pressing here in the NFC East.
Go ahead.
Ryan Fitzpatrick, it is hip subluxation, and he's going to be put on injured reserve. They do not know yet if it's season ending.
With the Becton injury, I saw that one happen live, and I was really,
they carted him off. Yeah,
it looked really scary, and it looked like, Kevin, I don't know if you saw it, but while he was sitting on the cart, his leg was kind of laying to one side, and it reminded me of my kneecap dislocation.
Oh yeah.
But
how long were you out after that?
I was out. I could have come back after 6 weeks, but we were at the end of the season, so yeah. I went through baseball season, came back the next year. But I think that if there's no tear, if there's nothing else, there's no damage in the knee, and it's just the kneecap, I think he's got 6 weeks, maybe three. And that would be really good for them, because Zach Wilson didn't look great, but he looked like he started gaining confidence. His connection with Corey Davis throughout the game was pretty impressive. So I think that little combo right there, because they're really excited about him and Elijah Moore. But Zach Wilson, I will talk more about him in a little bit, but
Schefter looked
fine.
Schefter just said they're looking at 4 to 6 weeks. So yeah. Spot on injury report right there, Corey.
That's what we do here at the Fan. Well, we're good at knee injury.
That is for sure.
Jeff's expertise in that field. We got it.
Let's go to Carolina, where what is Matt Rhule doing? Like, I know they defeated
coaching.
I guess, but maybe not, because that first drive, they march down the field. They're looking pretty good. They get to the Jets' 33-yard line, and they punt.
Ooh.
How infuriated would you be if the
game... Where was their kicker at?
The game's in the early stages. Like, I get if you have to play situational football, but it's the beginning of the game. You get to the other team's 33, and you just punt the ball.
You're really showing them that
the punt
we don't
went
even
for 18
need to score.
Yards,
we don't
way.
Need to score today.
We're trying. Yeah, we're going to rely on our defense against this rookie quarterback.
I mean, to be fair, the final score is 19-14, so I guess their strategy worked
that's
out.
That's why we like our guy. Our guy's like, we're 60 yards away. We're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know we missed
our defense will be fine. Our defense got this covered.
He's like, I know we'll pick them if they do a Hail Mary.
Yeah, it's a halftime. Brady's going to be aggressive. We know what's going to happen. Their kicker ended up making, he was 2 for 2 and had a long of 29. So maybe that's it, Kevin.
Had a long of 29. Yeah. So, yeah.
So maybe that's why. Maybe yeah. He was like, it's 33. Can't do it. We got to, because that's going to be what, a 50 something yarder. So we're going to be screwed.
Yeah, 51 yards. Yeah. All right, let's go from that to Chandler Jones. Chandler Jones, holy crap, he was awesome. So he had 5 sacks against Taylor Lewan, and this is what Taylor tweeted out yesterday after the game. Props to him for being super honest about what happened. He didn't say, well, we struggle with blah, 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 blah. This is what Taylor tweeted out, verbatim. Quote, got my ass kicked today. No way around that. I let the team and the fans down. Thank you at Chandler Jones for exposing me. It will only force me to get better. End quote.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I think, I don't know if Isaiah, yeah, he got the interception on that one play too. Like that whole defense, Buda Baker was out there giving them the no fly zone sign the entire game. And nobody was like, they were really good defensively. Like I did not expect them to be that good. But when you look at the talent, like Chandler Jones is great. We've been discussing how great he is for a long time. I think he gets underrated a lot of times for that. But, man, they were just so good. And then they coupled it with being awesome on offense.
Yeah.
You know, which really was they look scary right now.
I'm still not strong on this opinion. And I know that Reggie White was in his prime when he left Philadelphia. And I won't say prime, at the end of his prime. But he still had a few good years left in him. And I don't know if J.J. Watt has a few good years left in him. It's tough to say that he's still possibly like in his prime or at the end of his prime. But he specifically said and chose, which is the reason why I'm picking it somewhat, because I do really like Kyler Murray. But I was like, man, J.J. Watt's been around for a while and hasn't won. And he could have picked any team. Every team somewhat wanted him, right? And he looked at the Cardinals and said, I really think if I go there, I can help this defense help Kyler Murray win a championship.
I mean, you'd love to see some new teams ascending, local kid and Kyler Murray. I think it would be fun to see. Unfortunately, other local kid making it in the NFL, it hasn't gone so well. Jeff Okuda, underwent a MRI, but the thought is ruptured Achilles, which would drop him out for the rest of the year from South Grand Prairie, number 3 overall pick a couple years ago, or I guess last year, had a rough first season and now could miss essentially all of his second season.
Well, he's missing all of his second. Besides what he played in yesterday, he's missing the rest of it.
Yeah, he's done. That's sad, man. Especially having a poor first season. So if you're them, you're looking at it going, what? Where did he get anything out of this guy at that cheap value?
Now, he might have a longer career longevity in the NFL than Urban Meyer. Now, clearly I'm biased. I don't like Urban Meyer, but this is just based off of social media. The Jags posted on Twitter yesterday, final, and they lost 37-21. As you can guess, so many of the comments are, fire Urban Meyer. Fire Urban Meyer. This man only let James Robinson rush 5 times. I've yet to see a worse professional coaching job than what Urban Meyer did today. Jags need to fire Meyer immediately. And just tweet after tweet after tweet after tweet about firing Urban Meyer.
I didn't quite understand the James Robinson thing.
Not like running anymore.
That dude was really good for you last year. And you were just like, nah, we're giving it to Carlos Hyde instead. But they did
Ohio State.
Yeah, they did say, hey, you know what? We're going out there and we're going to let Trevor Lawrence throw it every freaking time. And I don't know if it's just to get his feet under him or what, or just experience some poor stuff. But they like that was it didn't look like a good game plan for their opponent. But I wouldn't fire the dude after the first game.
I mean, he is taking over the worst team. This is the worst team in the NFL. Like Gardner Minshew's not horrible. He's not good. I'm not saying he's good. He's in that kind of Andy Dalton category, right? He's different. He takes more risks, this and that. So they're different quarterbacks, but he's in that kind of like, is he the 25th best quarterback or the 35th best quarterback? Like a bad starter, but a great backup type of a guy. And they had the worst record. Jacksonville didn't trade up to get Trevor Lawrence. They were the worst.
To be fair, Mike, they did win their season opener last year. Then, of course, they lost 15 straight. They have now lost 16 consecutive regular season games.
So I always wonder the coach that gets fired from that. Who was Jacksonville's coach last year?
Was it
Doug Marrone?
Doug Marrone.
Yeah, he's
still?
Like, good luck with this ass.
Was it the Maroney Baloney?
Yes,
sandwich
it was Maroney Baloney.
But
like some baloney.
When we get to betting with Bassick, I'll talk more about that.
And then Jerry Jeudy, somebody texted in, that injury looked horrifying. Yeah. Word is high ankle sprain after the MRI.
Not as bad as I thought it was
going
to be worse.
Absolutely. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, let's talk with Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones right here on 105 Through the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.